This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell.
Hello.
Getting ready to take your phone calls at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, the Radio God. You got that by your hand there, right? You ready to...
Always.
Manage the tsunami of texts that will be coming in at 701-226-8503. Always welcome your emails, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Talk radio town hall with Congressman Kramer next hour. So questions you have for him, get them in right now. A really good idea to get your questions in for Congressman Kramer ahead of time. And anytime you call the number I just mentioned, 800-228-0550, when we're on the air, you have the option of, one, to leave a message, and two, to chat with us live on the air. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can do that on this number, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. When you call, one, if you want to leave your message, get your comment in, two, chat with us live on the air. So good idea to do that if you're wanting to get your questions in for Congressman Kramer or a commentary on anything on your mind. Love to do it. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does. What are you typing? Oh, you're telling me the Paul Ryan cut is ready. Yeah, we've got some news there. A couple of things. One, during the program, Barack Obama is going to be announcing his nominee for the Supreme Court. So I guess this shouldn't really be a surprise to us because, you know, the Senate has pretty clearly said, look, we're not going to do this. It's too close to an election. The next president should nominate the Supreme Court nominee, and the president's, as usual, going up yours and nominating somebody. He can. That's his constitutional right. But it's also the constitutional right of the Senate to say, our advice was, no, wait, you didn't take that, so, you know, we don't have to take this up. So now the big battle will be whether they have hearings and actually do the nomination. We'll talk with Congressman Kramer about that. Judge Merrick Garland is who everybody says the president is going to nominate. I don't know squat about this Judge Merrick Garland, but we'll do some digging here as we go through the program and find out what we can, okay? We'll get on that. Also, the Paul Ryan thing that Todd was telling me was ready is, I'll tell you that in a minute. Just hang tight. I didn't finish letting you know that the North Dakota Oil Can program is our fine sponsor today on the program we call What's on Your Mind? Why do we call it What's on Your Mind anyway, Todd? What was the genesis of the decision, the idea behind that name? What's
well, originally, way back when, I mean, it was the show that Cave Fire started, I mean, years ago, like the 70s, if not before. But, I mean, what do we do and what's in your mind? We want to know what's on your mind.
There you go. So, pretty simple. Anyway, it is brought to you today by North Dakota Oil Can. A great story out of the Washington Times, linked on the Facebook page of North Dakota Oil Can. You want to check out farming. Not fracking is likely the source of methane levels rising. Yet there's a lot of, in other words, it's the farming issue. And again, all of it is a global warming crowd. But fun story. Just read the story. They call it interesting. I'm with the North Dakota Oil Can. It's very interesting. So check that out. You get good tidbits there. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Okay, so Rubio's out. Here's what's happened in the last number of hours since we spoke last. Marco Rubio is no longer a candidate for president of the United States. I think gave one of the best speeches, despite a bunch of yahoos in the crowd going, no! Don't you hate that? You know, guys, obviously talking to a large television audience, and they have to scream out things we can't hear anyway. But despite the yahoos, there was...
How did that go again?
No! Something like that. Yeah.
Could you be like Howard Dean or something? You're trying to, you know, one up him as far as yells.
I actually was screaming at the radio. Stop! I want to hear what the guy has to say. But it's a good speech.
You're one of those guys that screams at the radio expecting a result, right? Just like me. Yeah.
So here's what you need to know about last night. Rubio's out. The Trump train is rolling in a big way. The only place he didn't win was Ohio, where it was somewhat close. I didn't see the final tally, but close between Trump and Kasich there. But Kasich wins the prize, and it's a big prize. No denying that. Winner take all, 90-some delegates. Big win for Kasich. But it was, it's one state, right? And he's, still way behind the pack. Cruz didn't win anything. He came close in Missouri, but had a decent night. You know what I'd love? Here's my question. What now? Okay? And there's a couple things going on in the question of what now. And Joe and Linton, get ready, because I want you to answer that question. Joe's the first caller waiting to go. What now? That's what I think we need. What do you want to have happen? You know what's happened. I've just told you a little summary in case you missed any of it, but the Trump train rolls, wins all but one state last night. Rubio is out, 3-person race. What now? One idea for what now is we don't like Trump so much, we're going to pull something out of the bag of tricks. Curley Hoglund happens to be a North Dakota national committeeman, Republican Party. Longtime activist in the Republican Party. Curley loves going to these meetings and being in the rules meetings. A lot of his ideas and different rules that he activates and champions go nowhere. But they're interesting, and you spend a little time on them. The latest one that Curley is tossing around is that all the candidates go to the convention unbound, and that everything that's happened to this state was basically just a pageant, a beauty contest, and really was just to get them ready for something later. Your vote didn't matter. I think that's a bad idea for the reason that people didn't know that was a possibility when they were going to these polling places and caucusing and everything else. And it sort of says, okay, you peasants, you picked who you picked. Now, just go sit in the back of the bus and we'll decide this ourselves because we are the Republican National Committee. That's a great way to kill a party and to kill the grassroots activism that have happened, whoever you're for, in my mind. But it's getting some legs for the following reason. John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, today said that he is endorsing Paul Ryan for president. Paul Ryan was asked about this on John Harwood's program on CNBC last night, and here's what Paul Ryan said.
When people talk about the prospect of a convention that isn't decisive, you are suspect number one for who could be drafted. Have you categorically ruled out accepting that if you were asked to do it, if the convention asked you to do it?
It's funny, but I actually think you should run for president if you're going to be president, if you want to be president. I'm not running for president. I made that decision consciously not to. I don't see that happening. I'm not thinking about it. I'm happy where I am. So, no. Yeah, this is not.
Don't intend to do it. You're not making a Sherman statement about that, though.
I haven't given any thought to this stuff. People say, what about the contested convention? I said, well, there are a lot of people running for president. We'll see. Who knows?
The who knows line and the fact that he sort of kept the door open, said, I'm not running for president. I mean, he's sort of saying, I don't really like that, but, I'm just kind of keeping my powder dry. I don't know. Keep an eye on that, folks. I don't want that to happen. I like Paul Ryan. I'd love to see Paul Ryan be president. I honestly would. I think he has a lot of the skill sets necessary. And I know some people are not happy with his early tenure in Congress as Speaker. That's just because we're all frustrated that everything's messed up because Obama's taken this country down a path that's just shameful. I get that. And by the way, every other candidate, Rubio, all the rest of them, every other candidate except Trump hasn't read the mood of the country correctly. People are mad. They want somebody to go fight for a great country. That's what's happening right now. I'd love to see the following happen. This is my what now. Donald Trump build a team of rivals. Bring the people that have been, Ted Cruz, Supreme Court nominee, John Kasich, VP, Marco Rubio. I don't know, you know, secretary of something. Get a team of rivals and get this deal going. I really think that's the best direction to go. I really do. Other quick couple of comments, and I'll keep this really short, that I wanted to tell you about. We have the first interview with the new president of the University of North Dakota. Mark Kennedy is his name. He's going to join us in a little bit. And I want to talk about that when we have some time this morning, but I'm not going to do it right now. The budget situation's in the headlines in North Dakota because of the latest month that revenue is available. Again, show a revenue in decline and have a lot of people panicking about this. Don't panic, people. Don't panic. See this as an opportunity. And I'd even say that to the many state employees that are in our audience that no doubt are very concerned right now. Engage. Roll up the sleeves. Innovate. Decide what the priorities are. Fund them. Fund them well. This doesn't have to be a dark thing. This can be a positive thing. This is life. It happens. Okay, more coming up.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers to fill two of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This national board of farmer leaders oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All soybean farmers who pay the checkoff are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required application, an agreement to serve form, and submit them to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Friday, March 18th. The council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture a first preferred nominee and an alternate for each position. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individuals will begin serving a three-year term in December 2016. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas talking about how you can take personal responsibility for reducing alcohol-related crashes and fatalities.
People need to understand what they're drinking so they can make that right decision, especially when it comes to driving home after being at an establishment. For instance, a 16-ounce craft beer is actually two drinks, or Long Island tea is equivalent to 3 to 5 drinks. Margarita, 2 to 3 drinks. The only thing your body needs to recover and sober up is time. So depending on your weight, it takes about 3 hours to eliminate every 2 drinks consumed. The bottom line is people need to know their limits and have a plan. Get a designated driver, plan to take a cab, and just think ahead.
For more tips on responsible alcohol consumption, visit the NDSC's Responsible Beverage Server webpage at ndsc.org/RBS.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The New York Times says it must be true, right? They say President Obama will nominate Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. Saved us from having to go to the press conference later in the program. Thank you. We know now. And
AP's saying it too, so yeah.
Yeah, it's everywhere. He's from Chicago. Why am I not surprised?
good point.
They are referring to him as a judicial moderate. And again, when you say they, I'm just talking about sort of the legal watchers there and clearly the media, but
Seven current Republican senators backed him in 97.
See, so he's been a few Republican votes there, and they had to go. That makes sense that they would go there. So he's not, looks like he was a Clinton appointee, 63 years old, Harvard grad. What else do you need to know? That's probably enough. But they are calling him a judicial moderate. I found some things where Orrin Hatch has said some good things about him. Orrin Hatch, of course, longtime chair of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate from Utah. But that means nothing. Means absolutely nothing. The Senate has said it's too close to the election, and, you know, it's the president wants his pick, and that's going to be the question. Okay, let's get to your calls, questions, and comments here on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by our good friends at MyPillow, by the way. Had a great night's sleep again last night. Oh, don't you love that when you wake up and then the alarm's going off and it's like, what is that noise? What you kind of feel like you're in an alternative universe or something? You get that, Todd, when you're like...
I'm thinking they should invent my alarm to make sure they can counteract my pillow so I do wake up. You're right. I mean, you want to stay there.
Just, you know, it's like, wow, man, I really slept good. And I'm serious, folks. I'm not just saying this stuff. It works, and a lot of our listeners have found that as well. We're also honored that the folks at MyPillow think enough of our fine audience. They have offered you a deal that is only yours. You can't find this on cable TV or any other offer. 4-for-1, the classic four-pack combo, $99.88. You receive two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Do it. We want you around for a long time, and sleep is really important to your health, so do it. Joe in Linton's been waiting to weigh in. What now, Joe? What now in this presidential race?
Well, as much as I would like to see a good candidate get in office, my comment and my question out there is this. What would happen should this summer Obama suspend the presidential election this fall?
A civil war.
Well, I've got sources in government that have confirmed that is his plan. Now, what you may ask would be the caveat trigger. The caveat trigger to that event is the Federal Reserve printing policy of printing money out of perpetuity, out of thin air. There's a derivative crisis looming in the banking industry globally that we've seen escalate since the first of this year. It's only deepening. And the other thing to look into to research that I'm true in what I'm stating is this. At the end of 2014, in December, roughly 150 countries plus dumped the U.S. dollar in bilateral trade and joined the BRICS banking system. The BRICS is an acronym for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The dollar is not being utilized in bilateral trade like it has been for over the last 43 years.
Hey, Joe, if you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt you just because you're getting in the weeds a little bit. I hear what you're saying, and I hear it from other circles as well. There's people that I know and respect that are as concerned about some of the fundamentals there, and that they worry about them like you do. But let's go back to the fundamental point of the election. I don't believe an election would be suspended in the United States of America. I really don't. I mean, I don't doubt Barack Obama would want that. I don't doubt that some, power brokers in different circles would want that. I just think that's why we have the greatest country on the face of the earth. That's why we have the rules that we do. You got 535 members of Congress, okay? The president can't just do that and think that's what's going to happen. He would... He'd be gone in a nanosecond. So would he want to? Would he dream about it? Sure. But my opinion, no way, no how that happens.
Well, history is on my side in accuracy. When you look at the implemented policies of this president from H.R. 347, H.R. 85, the Obamacare bill, the nationalization of the banking industry and industry in and of itself, no leader such as him, I don't care if you go back in history to Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, Che Guevara, Deng Xiaoping, Mao Zedong, Robert Mugabe, have ever left office after accomplishing everything that this president has done to, quote-unquote, fundamentally transform America.
I get that, but all of those individuals you mentioned are in different countries. Really, really important distinction. And I'm not dismissing the bad Barack Obama's brought. I'm not. But I think, unfortunately, or I should say fortunately, his damage can be limited to the 8 years in office and the time necessary to clean up the mess. I just don't see it happening. I will run that by Congressman Kramer next hour to just talk about if, does that ever get brought up in Congress? Because you're not the first to mention it. Appreciate the call, though. Tim and Edgley, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I would like to mention that, or bring up that, have you guys heard of this North Dakota Rules Committee person that has been sending or sent a letter to the Republican National Committee about this?
I have, yes.
You guys need to get him on the air and question this guy. And I wouldn't wonder if this person has a lot of sway over the North Dakota Republican Party apparatus and part of the reason why we weren't able to caucus here this year, and have a say in this. But if this is true, what do we have caucuses in the United States for? In other words, the power elite and, the powerful people, they're running the show. It's all a dog and pony show, this primary process. It makes no sense at all. Then why are we even doing it? In other words, they have the power already.
Well, I'll just tell you what Curly Haugland—that's the individual you're talking about, who I mentioned at the top of the program. And by the way, I know Curly. Curly's a nice guy, been around a lot of years. He again comes up with these different rules and sees rules differently and kind of advocates. And I've never known one to kind of his big idea to be ultimately implemented. I think it's good chatter and people talk about it, but it doesn't have much potential.
If they take this election away from the people, there will be a revolt.
Of course, and that's what they need to recognize, and that's where unfortunately for Curly, I think he's been in the really small circle of folks that are, a national committee man or a rules committee person, and you are insulated from the real world. And quite honestly, one of the reasons Donald Trump is where he's at is because most of the Republican Party has been insulated from the real world. And he was the one guy that recognized what people wanted in a candidate, okay? And Curly, in that way, is not recognizing what that would mean, what message that would send. His take, and he said it today on CNBC, was essentially this. I'll paraphrase. Hey, we're like a corporation. We can do whatever we want to do. And you know what? All those people that went out and voted, that was like a beauty pageant. I mean, you're basically saying you're a bunch of dum-dums that think you have any say in who the next nominee of the Republican Party is going to be. And in my mind, to be viable, you can't do it. I'll take you off on inviting Curly on. He's been on before, and we've talked about it. He and Gary Amos were on Squawk Box today together. But I do plan on asking Congressman Kramer about it, too, Tim. So stay tuned. We'll talk about it in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. More coming up on What's in Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Spring means cleanup, fix-up time, and the Max Hardware Spring Sale. Save on the tools and supplies you need to do the job right. Vice Grip Locking Plier, $6.99. Duct Tape, $2 for $5. Starting Fluid, $2.29. All KC Tools, 15% off. Find over 3,000 new items in many departments across the store. Get your spring on, and we'll stock you up. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started today. Stop by your local Gate City Bank location or visit GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry responsible for thousands of good jobs and careers right here in North Dakota, and also helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. They do good work. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and they generate a lot of revenue for the state of North Dakota, as we're noticing from the current situation. A very important industry in the state for sure. All right, busy day today. We will have a Supreme Court nominee before the end of the program. Somebody texted a note, said, I'll bet you $100 Obama's Supreme Court nominee is vehemently anti-Second Amendment. Well, I want $100, but I can't find anything either way on this guy in the Second Amendment. Judge Merrick Garland, a supposed moderate, to be nominated. More on that later. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the weekly talk radio town hall next hour for the latest on the GOP race. What now? What about these other ideas that are out there? And any of your questions or comments, always welcome. Get those in early. You can call right now at 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave a message, 855-200-1776 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline on What's on Your Mind. Well, another first, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind. We commemorate first. We mark them down. If we go to Botno, North Dakota, and I'm going to Antler, it sounds like in July now. Just talked about that yesterday, so be up in Antler. But we go to Botno, we go to Wishick, we go to Oaks, wherever we go, we say, first time. Guess what we have as a first today? President Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on What's on Your Mind. Never thought that would happen, but meet the new president of the University of North Dakota, Mark Kennedy. Good morning, sir. Mark, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Scott. It's great to be with you.
How are you?
I am doing fabulous, and I'm very honored and humbled to be the next president of the University of North Dakota.
So you find out yesterday, what about the lunch hour, I guess, and then there's a whirlwind of activity. You're meeting with the Board of Higher Ed. You got to meet with the media and everything else, and obviously you've got your family and you got GWU and everything else. What, just talk about the last 18 hours here. How's it been?
It's been quite a whirlwind. As you know, the final three candidates each has spent an hour with the State Board of Higher Education that made a long deliberation over lunch hour, and I was pleased to meet with the board, meet with the media. One of the most intriguing things is my daughter in Brazil picked it up on Twitter or Facebook even before my wife. I was able to call my wife, so it's a small world.
No kidding. When do you start in the position? When have they got you scheduled to begin?
I start July 1. There's a couple of University North Dakota University System planning meetings coming up. in May and June that I'll be a part of as I prepare to.
We had a tough connection there, Manny. I don't know what it is, if there's a cell connection or just something on our end. Can you work on that a sec? See if we can improve the signal. Mark, are you there? Yeah, it sounded like it was kind of cutting out a little bit there, and he didn't hear me at the beginning. So I'll let you two figure that out. One of the phone lines we've got, we'll continue to work that out. Mark Kennedy is the next president of the University of North Dakota. Think of that, though. I think he's the 12th president. The 12th president. 1883. That's pretty incredible. It really is. I want to say something else before Mark comes back on, too, that, you know, you heard me on a few occasions step up on the soapbox and talk about how I believe higher education in North Dakota needs North Dakota leadership because of the crossroads it finds itself in, and in a number of areas. I don't want to revisit any headlines, but I think that's fair to say there's been some challenges in higher education. And I was advocating for a North Dakota solution to this problem. And I said, any opening ought to be a North Dakota president. And so I've had some people say, well, I thought you were, North Dakota guy. Wasn't that Steve Shirley? And, of course, Mark did a pretty good job of talking about a lot of roots that he had in North Dakota and also Minnesota. I did learn a little lesson in this, and I just wanted to share that with the audience, that, you know, what I think I meant to say is I want North Dakota values improving North Dakota education. And I guess that's a better way to say it. I meant what I said, but I stand by it, honestly, because quite honestly, it's sort of the Clifford rule, right? Langdon, North Dakota, to come to UND and rise up the ranks and be president for 20 years and put to, you know, the foundation there for just an incredible institution. But North Dakota roots are really important to this. North Dakota values are important to this. And that's one of the things I want to ask Mark, who's back now, about those North Dakota roots. I heard about family members in Hunter and Gulva, and I heard about them in Tioga. And I don't know how you got by with mentioning your wife was an NDSU grad when you were, up on campus at UND, but that connection and your wife from, of course, Holly, Minnesota. So there are some North Dakota roots here with the Kennedys, right?
Well, actually, my grandmother helped her sister a homestead outside of Tioga over a century ago. And my cousin was the fire chief at Tioga for like 26, 28 years. I had a chance to visit him with our children, and she the fire hall there at Tioga. My great uncle taught in Bottineau and other places around North Dakota. My father started his career working at Gulva and at Hunter. My sister was born in Fargo. My wife is an NDSU grad that also did her student teaching at Bismarck. Our niece is married to a rancher out in Beach on the far west side, doing a teaching there in the local schools. And when I was an infant, I was at the mortgage burning for St. Agnes in Hunter and screamed so loud that the bishop said I had the lungs of a bishop. So I'm quite confident I can be a strong voice for the University of North Dakota.
Oh, that's a great line. The lungs of a bishop. I love it. I love it. What excites you about the University of North Dakota in this job the most?
Well, it has the breadth and the scale of things that it's doing that really excite me, and it's in the wide open spaces that Debbie and I consider home. I really do. If you look within, the 300-mile radius around UND, which is the part of the world that both Debbie and I grew up in, this is the premier university, and I'm looking forward to working with each of the units of the university as well as getting to know the state and understanding how we can, as we say in 4-H, make the best better.
What will be the toughest challenge in this post, do you believe?
Well, I think the toughest challenge is we're going through a budget crunch period now in North Dakota. And that always has people concerned. And to keep the morale and the spirit and everything up and focusing on the future when everybody's down, having to wrestle with budget cuts is going to be the hard thing. It's just keeping everybody's psyche and saying, this is a great university. We can get through this. We can move on to bigger and better things.
And talk a little bit about what you're doing at GWU and what of that you can bring to the University of North Dakota.
Well, I think the first thing that I did at GW and what I will also do at University of North Dakota, is to listen, to get a broad cross-section of folks from different constituencies, understanding their view in the universities, pulling them into a strategy session where we can come up with a unified strategy as to how we can take this up to an even higher level. I did that here at the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. We were recently recognized as the number one school in the nation in public relations, and I am confident that doing a similar type of approach of going out and listening to each of the departments, listening to North Dakota, and developing a strategic plan can chart brighter days for UND.
And, you know, the comments from the Board of Higher Ed members in the media coverage of the announcement in the last few hours have been interesting because, you know, they talked about the field being really good and that he was, you know, that you were the best of a really good group, right? The better of the best, as I think Al-Kathy Nesset put it, and the complete package. And I've heard a few people mention your private sector experience. You don't often hear that as a, you know, a criteria or something that is a, you know, resume booster when you're running for or applying for a president of the United president of a university system, rather.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Scott. I mean, having that private sector experience, having run an organization as large or larger than UND in the past, I think will help me with the administrative skills to make sure that the enterprise is being managed in an efficient way. And I think that's important for the academic mission of the university. It's important for taxpayers to know that things are being well managed. But you need to have academic skills. And, you know, my time in academic, I have a new book coming out, which will be published by Columbia Business School Press. I'll be presenting a paper at the University of Notre Dame in a couple of weeks. So having academic and administrative through business and the engagement from a political career, I think, are the three skill sets that are really necessary to effectively manage an enterprise as big and diverse as UND.
And having been a legislator, that'll you know, obviously, I'm sure you've heard, the battles at budget time are difficult, and legislators, you know, are poking and prodding and everything else. Do you anticipate doing some significant lobbying as a legislator to legislator?
Well, I first want to get to know each and every one of the legislators as best I can, get an understanding of their view on higher education, how it fits into driving economic growth and prosperity for North Dakota and North Dakotans. I want to be able to engage with them directly, and that's part of what my mission will be in the first 90 days, is not just get to know University of North Dakota very well, but also North Dakotans, including the legislators.
You mentioned yesterday in your comments to the group an idea about, you know, having coffees regularly and spending a lot of time in coffees, and it even inspiring an idea for a book. And I love the pancakes with the president idea. Talk about what you plan to accomplish with those.
Well, I think we need to have informal engagements. There'll be a lot of sort of formal meetings with the university senate and the staff senate and the student senate. But on campus, I want to have a regular drumbeat of pancakes with the president, so I can serve them some pancakes and also get their informal input. As well as I go around the state, I've thought about for a long time writing a book called Number Two Over Easy. Just go in a restaurant in a small town, order Number Two Over Easy, see what they serve you, and see what conversation that sparks, and give an informal opportunity for the citizens of the various communities to come and tell me what they think about UND, and for me to share the good things that are happening at UND. I never lived in a town of more than 500 until I graduated from St. John's. So a lot of the towns in North Dakota are big towns to me.
Well, looking forward to you getting settled up here and additional conversations and being part of that as well. I think that'll serve you well in North Dakota, listening to folks. They love the chat. Well, so congrats.
Yeah, Scott, it's great to talk to you, and we very much appreciate all the good news you bring to North Dakota.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much. Mark Kennedy, he and his wife, Debbie, will be a great addition to the North Dakota University community. No doubt about it. Looking forward to it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe.
USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You just made a comment that said kind of keep your eye on this, and you were talking about, you know, Paul Ryan. And here's another one to keep your eye on. And it just, I don't know why everybody doesn't get this part either, but we're talking anger, anger, anger. Emotion, emotion, emotion. It's leading us all down. How the hell do you think we got President Obama? It was an emotional vote two times. And we're going to do it again? But it's our turn and it's our side. And so it's okay. No, it's not good for the country.
Appreciate the call. Others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Thanks to Mark Kennedy, the next president of the University of North Dakota. We had President Kennedy on, so that's pretty cool. And some of your comments about the next president are interesting on our Facebook page, and invite that debate to continue there. Jordan says we need to make sure we're attracting the best and the brightest, but it shouldn't be UND's role to attract every student in the state. That's the quote I heard. Wow. You mean improving the quality of education instead of just packing in as many students as possible? Imagine that. I'll be interested to see if he walks the walk. Well, that's why we ask these questions and appreciate that very much on the program. Others as well on there. Chris says, fire every professor and teacher who stood up against the student nickname while they were employed there. Then form a committee to change who pays for an education and who doesn't. It should be one pay, all pay. If you attend a university and are getting an education, there is a cost. Go sue. All right. Yeah, I think that might be a bit extreme. You think? Firing professors for their opinions. I think you might have a national revolt there.
Well, I was going to say we'd run out of professors because there are so many that have polarizing opinions. Some make the news, some don't. But I mean, wow! You wouldn't, how many would you have left?
All right, some other texts I want to get to too. Let's see. First thing I need to tell you about B-Mobile. What's new at B-Mobile? What's exciting at B-Mobile? They are the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. You know that. Verizon, of course, the name you know and trust, America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network, right? Well, the Samsung S7 and S7 Edge are in at B-Mobile. Packed full of one-of-a-kind features. You cannot live without this phone. Water-resistant. Enhanced camera for less blur. Low-light picture taking. Do you need more battery life? Oh, my gosh. Do I need more battery life? Well, the Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge boost the biggest battery yet. They boost it up, complete with the fast wireless charging. It's easy to see how the Galaxy S7 phone is for you. So hustle on into B-Mobile and Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Thief River Falls, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton, Minot, Botno, Devil's Lake, Williston. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. They're everywhere you are, at home, at the lakes, and beyond. All right. Let's see here. Lots of comments coming in by email and the phone, by text. Gosh, where to begin? I'm looking for the one that said, Scott, are you crazy? You know where that one is, Todd? You have that one here?
About every third one. I'm kidding.
Hard to find. Yeah, that's a lot, right? Okay. Oh, here's
one.
Why does Scott keep repeating the narrative that Ben Carson put out there about going against Trump is going against the will of the people? Since over 50% of the votes have gone for someone other than Trump, the truth is any talk saying Trump has this in the bag is going against the will of the people. Well, I hear what you're saying, but, I mean, that would be like saying, well, Obama didn't really win the election because people voted for Romney, too, so it wasn't the will of the people. The will of the people is the majority, okay? Right? Doesn't it make sense? I don't think I'm speaking out of school here. I think that's just common sense. Adam says, Rubio finally woke up, but Kasich still has delusions of grandeur. Delusions of grandeur. It's time to unite behind Cruz and put a Reagan conservative in the White House. I'm afraid the time for that is past because I think if you wanted Cruz, you needed a two-person race about 3 weeks ago. And the others weren't willing to do that. Rubio played on for Florida and Kasich played on for Ohio. It worked for Kasich, it didn't for Rubio. Emailer says, what a load of male bovine excrement. I think that's long for, it's not short for something. Male bovine excrement can't be short for something. I think it's long for BS, right? What a load of BS.
Yeah, bad.
BS. Flowing from the Mark Kennedy, PhD. I'm not sure Mark Kennedy is a PhD.
He's not.
Okay, thank you. So the emailer is incorrect about his title. Do we really want to be like George Washington University? Why would we want to leave why would he want to leave one of the best in the nation? Okay. Well, he's leaving the best in the nation as a VP or whatever his title is there, director of the program. He had a couple of titles, I think, to be president of a different university. And I've heard a lot of really interesting things about what they're doing at GWU in his program. So I don't think he's saying, I'm going to turn UND into GWU. I don't know. Are we a cynical bunch today? A couple of us, maybe. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet. Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet. In Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.